Good morning, Huntsville. This is Station on 2. The LSG work volume is deployed.
Good morning, Chris, and we copy. Thanks.
Morning.
Huntsville Station on 2.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Just letting you know, I put all the Blood Tube info in the crew note. Is that good enough for you?
And that works for us, Jessica, and we just got your crew note. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much.
Houston, Station on 2 for Optimus iPad.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I was just with Andre, and unfortunately, so we had some issues with Optimus on his iPad yesterday where it would just hang at the loading screen with a spinning wheel on it and never actually load things. Pluto, they reloaded Optimus on his tablet, and tried to sign him back in, but we still have the same error where it just sits on the, after the sign-in screen, it goes to the screen with just a loading timeline and just hangs there. Wasn't sure if you guys had any suggestions or recommendations for forward plan on that.
Copy all, Chris. Thanks for letting us know. We do not have a Pluto on duty right now, so this is probably going to get kicked to the afternoon, but we will make sure to hand it over and let them know and hopefully get you an answer this afternoon.
Yep, that's what I figured. But yeah, thanks for that, and yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get it sorted for them this afternoon.
Thanks for letting us know, Chris.
No worries. Thank you.
Station on 2, Sophie, for question for ARISK.
And good morning, Sophie. This is Munich. Ready for your question.
Good morning. So I have connected my per procedure 2.004, the whole setup with a monitor and keyboard. I'm right now in step 6, acquisition unit setup. I don't see any, like, we have only one monitor, correct?
That is correct, Sophie, only the one that you connected.
Okay, I had a doubt because the picture shown on step 6.1 of the procedure shows an HP monitor, but for us it's an ASUS monitor.
Yeah, that is a good understanding, and the explanation is that this is a ground model picture that you see in figure 18. But you don't have an HP monitor. You just have the single one that you were setting up.
Okay, copy. And so I have all the blue lights for acquisition units and everything. I just need to turn off the ASUS, which is not per procedure, but I guess I just turn it on.
Copy, but you are already in the BIOS, correct? Step 6.
Negative for now. I cannot see anything on the ASUS monitor, and the only space is connected to the correct USB-C port.
Yeah, we copy the DC in USB port, yeah.
Okay. Error message that I get is HDMI no signal. I'm checking the whole chain of cables, but for now it seems okay for me.
Copy, okay. So if the chain of the cables is okay, you would need to check whether the power button, the halo, let's say, is lit. That's in figure 17.17.
Yeah, I have the correct LEDs. I have, yeah, the two LEDs, power and start button LEDs lit.
Okay, we copy. So the start button halo is lit, and you have also the power LED lit. Okay. And then, Sophie, the only recommendation we would have right now is to kind of disconnect and reconnect the cables from the monitor. So we expect a connection issue there.
Okay. So they have the same HDMI no signal.
And we copy, so still no joy, and it seems to be the HDMI signal that is not picked up. Okay, checking.
Yeah, let me check again one thing, because I have two cables connected to the monitor, correct?
Sophie, so if you go to the figure 12, there you have the HDMI cable listed and the USB cable listed. And Sophie, Munich back with you. So if these cable connections are all in place, and the monitor is still not cooperating, we would have a backup solution.
Standby one. Does it make sense to turn everything off and on again?
And Sophie, we concur, so give that a try.
So I just pressed the start button for more than 1 second.
And that is a good understanding. And usually you wait 10, 15 seconds before you power up again.
Copy. So station on two.
With you on two.
Just checking for the stow note for the blood analyzer setup. It says to get the whole vascular contingency medical pack. I'm assuming I can leave that in its location in the lab and just take the ISAT, the blood collection Ziploc kit.
Copy the question. Checking. Standby.
All right. Thank you.
And Jessica, affirm you can just take those items out that you need.
Okay, just for your awareness, we'll just take the whole big Ziploc that says blood analyzer kit that has the analyzer in it and then some of the accessories.
Copy that.
Good news for Munich. The whole connection works now, so I'm working now on via setup.
And that is certainly good news. Thanks, Sophie. And press on.
Just as a debriefing item, while the BIOS is, the computer is restarting. So everything I tried, I mean, it was disconnecting and reconnecting all the cables, still didn't work. And it only worked when I turned off the power switch, J4, right at the root of the power switch.
And we copy, so what power switch did you turn on and off?
120 volts in
there. Copy. Okay, that was the one that did the trick. Thank you.
I'm now in SEP 6.2.1 for Munich again. I don't know why. Now it doesn't start up again.
Okay, so the only thing that we can recommend is to press this power button really deeply with the halo around it.
Just tried another time and now it seems to be working.
Excellent. And that is a known issue that is sometimes hard to convince that button.
And I do confirm now on step 6.2.3 that the Windows lock screen appears. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent, Sophie. So we made it, and as we are a little bit behind, so to say, don't worry. This ARED-K file retrieval thing, we can also do steps 1 to 5 in LOS. That is coming up in about 10 minutes. And let's say the final step can be done, the step 6, when we are back at AOS in about half an hour. But steps 1 to 5 you can easily do even if you are running into an LOS.
Copy. See from Sophie. Konnichiwa.
Hello, Sophie. This is Utsukuba.
MCAM 2 has been set up and is ready for downlink.
Copy. Checking. And meanwhile, you can start the first task, the first step. Setting is in place. You can continue.
Again, Tsukuba, please.
Okay, Sophie, step 4.1, you have go on procedure 2.002.
Understand, go for 2.002. Copy. Tsukuba from Sophie, can you confirm I have also go safing has been done on 4.1 of 2.002?
That is affirmative, Sophie. You can continue.
Copy. Pressing on to 4.2 of 2.002. Scuba from Sophia. I just need to go grab a static wrist tether, which I thought was here, but is not here. I just close again the door just for FOD.
Scuba copies.
See from Sophia. I just performed step 5.4 of procedure 2.002. Just wanted to confirm, do you want me to lock the turntable stopper 2 as per figure 12?
Checking, Sophie. Standby. Station Tsukuba on 24 Sophie. Thank you for waiting. Step 5.4. Only you have to do is just pull out the centrifuge so you can start step 9.
Okay, starting step 9. And Tsukuba from Sophie, just to confirm as well, all of the power 1 buttons and power 2 buttons should be off at this stage, right? Because power 1 was on for the other units. I just turned it off because it's the first step.
Thank you, Sophie, for asking. So first, you should power off OSF switch power 1.
I confirm, I see power 1 is off, payload number 1.
Copy, thank you. We confirm, and you can continue step 9.3.
Yes, well actually I already performed so all of them until 9.6, and now I'm at procedure, so step 10 of 2.00.
Kuba copies, thank you for the report.
Now starting a procedure 10.7 of 2.002, and this was from Tsukuba from Sophie.
Tsukuba copies.
Houston Station, Jack Mountain 2 for CQ Clippy.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. You guys are go for CQ safing in step 2.9 of the CQ Clippy.
Copy, we'll put that in work, and you're good to continue until step 7.9.
Copy, on the go until 7.9. Thanks for the help.
You have from Sophie on 2, step 3, complete.
Scuba copies, thank you.
Procedure 2.002, complete 2. Now I'm going to work on putting all the stowage, according to stowage note, into the bubble wraps.
Scuba copies. Thank you, Sophie.
Station Munich, space to ground 2 for any available crew member in Columbus. Columbus, for any available crew member at all.
Munich, this is Jack. I just floated over Columbus. What do you need?
Yeah, Jack, good to have you. Essentially, it is about an activity that Sophie was boarding this morning on a Red K. So if you would have a chance to do that activity, but it's in the note 3, it is about ARED-K and the USB stick file transfer. That work for you? Would need something like 10 minutes for that, 15 minutes max.
Phoenix from Jack, I could probably help you out in a little bit. I'm right in the middle of something else on the CQ.
I got some gray space.
Oh, Chris just walked up behind me and he says he will call you back in 5 minutes and be able to do it.
Excellent news. Standing by for a call. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll see you in a few.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Sophie. You just put in the controller into the bubble wrap bag, but these controllers should be supposed to be trashed.
I understand. I'm putting the controller in the bubble wrap, but I also understood I would put the cables and Unix controllers, the cybering controller.
Yes, Sophie. Cables we need to keep. Controllers to discard.
Well, okay, correct. So the two ring controllers I'm discarding.
Yes, that's a correct understanding.
To the station, 2 for the Fundoscope battery charge.
Be sincere.
Hey, just a quick confirmation. In step 2.7, there is not a GFCI cable that is connected to inverter 1038 in Juliet 4. It's just an open plug. I think that's probably okay, because it seems like I'm supposed to remove the GFCI and just plug the charging cradle directly in. I just wanted to double-check that and also to update our model of what GFCIs are worth.
Copy. Give us a few minutes to talk about that.
Okay. And to go back from Sophia, too, just for the stowage that I need to do on JPM D2 Bravo 2 for the 1-inch QD cap, Understand they are inside with the cybering kits.
Sophie, that is correct. The kit is in the blue. Yes. Now you are retrieving the DD.
And to open this, I just should release the four thumb screw.
That is correct. And if you need, you can open the second task, and there's a reference on the Jedi message attached.
Begin message, please.
Sophie, you can open the task, from the Optimus viewer, and there is a message attached, message link attached. And you can open the Jedi message, and you can see the pictures, how to open the box.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the explanation. I was confused because this stowage activity was linked to the previous procedure. And now this task is in the new procedure, but I get it now. Thanks. So again, for Tsukuba, there is a reference to message 73-1219. Just don't have this message. I don't know how to access this. And but I have a question for removing the items. One of them is captain taped to the cable, so should I leave the cables inside?
Checking. Okay, Sophie, thank you for waiting. All we need is two bubble-wrapped QDs, and the rest of items, including the cable, will be trashed. So, no worries.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Fundoscope answer.
Say again on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, getting you an answer for your question about Step 2.7. We agree with you that there probably wasn't a GFCI cable plugged in there, and your understanding is correct that the charging cradle plugs into the inverter J4. So effectively, 2.7 is no perform, and you should be good to continue.
Yep, copy, y'all. Thanks for double-checking that. Yeah, I just figured we were probably tracking a GFCI there, and there was not one, so I figured I would let you guys know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pick station on 2 for file retrieve.
This is Munich. Hi, Chris. Let's see.
Hey, good morning. I'm just going to pick this up. I found a 64-gigabyte flash drive, but it is not empty. I assume you want me to format it before I copy those files over. I only ask because there's not enough space without clearing it out to copy those files.
We need 1.6 gigabyte only on that USB flash drive. So the 256 labeled LSG should be fine, Chris. So that worked already in the past. We used that already.
Okay. I can grab that that for LSG 256 GB one and just use that. I will do it.
Excellent. And the only thing is we need a USB stick with a 1.6 gigabyte remaining space. And so the easiest, just follow up on this aborted activity from Sophie. And you can go up to step 5 easily, so even in LOS, because we may have an LOS coming up soon. And only the step 6, then in the end, we need again good coverage.
Copy that. Thank you.
Thanks for your help.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Sophie. Rest of that task.
Have a good evening.
Okay, Sophie, thank you very much for today. You are having a time-critical activity later, so you can finish this task anytime you want. All we need is trash items number 7 through 12 and the store item 22. And if you just leave crew note, which is done and which is not finished, that would be great.
Yes, I will do that. And I'm just sewing the QD caps and QD plugs right now. And then I'll switch to the next activity.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. And just for your note, item 22, stoppers, should be stowed.
I understand well, and I copy well that the turntable stoppers will be stowed.
Thank you very much, Sophie.
Munich, station 2.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I know we don't have KU at the moment, but I am complete up through step 5, so when you get that back, the file should be remotely accessible.
Excellent. Great news. We need a KU band then, let's say, to kind of take care of the rest for about 2-3 minutes. And then we would give you a call that we are ready for you to retrieve the USB stick again. Thanks for your help.
Absolutely. Yeah, the flash drive did have some stuff on it. I didn't format it. I just made a subfolder called ARedK that the files are in, so it should be clearly identifiable. But yeah, I'll just be doing some cargo ops, so just give me a call, and it should be no problem to fly by and pull it out and restow it.
Excellent. Good news.
Houston Station on 2 for Teams meeting link.
Good morning, Sophie.
Morning.
And so, Sophie, we are joined onto the Teams meeting. Have you been able to join?
No. The when I click on the link, then I cannot join automatically, so I will have to enter the meeting ID manually. Let me try.
Copy.
Jack on 2, looking for a go in step 7.9 in the crew quarters meeting.
Jack, you're a go in step 7.9.
7.9, thank you, ma'am. Houston, station 2, Dragon Unpacked Stow Track, step 27.10.
Thank you.
Hey, in step 27.10, it says to get a bubble bag of HRM chest strap with a part number ending in 079. And it says, I just wanted to double check. It says quantity 1, but that bubble bag has quantity 3 of those chest straps inside of it. And I just wanted to make sure that we're actually expecting 3 chest straps in that bubble bag to go into that thing. And it's just the quantity 1 refers to 1 bubble bag, not chest straps.
Copy, Chris. We are confirming. Give us a moment.
And station Munich, space to round 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
And Chris, from Munich side, so we are in good configuration with that USB flash drive. So please, whenever it's convenient for you, disconnect it and just give us a call that it is disconnected and you stow it again into the pantry.
Copy that, and I will do that in a few minutes. Thank you.
And Station Houston, Station Houston on 2 for Chris with answer. You are correct. 1 bubble bag containing 3 chest straps.
Copy that. Yeah, I figured it was probably correct. It just, I just wanted to be sure since it could be a little confusing in there. Thank you for confirming. Station on 2, the USB key has been, or USB drive has been taken from the acquisition unit and restowed. Thank you.
Excellent, Chris. Great help. And now we will reboot the system. Excellent. Thanks.
Our pleasure to help. Station on 2 for Dragon Unpacked Stow Track 27.14.
Houston's here.
Hey, maybe this is just a newbie to station type of a question, but I'm supposed to stow some items in Lab 1, Deck 1, Waste Blocker, Double Assembly, Bag ID 1 and 2. I have no idea what those are. I just came over to Lab 1, Deck 1, which has a bunch of electronic equipment on it, and I opened it up, and it's just, you know, network cables behind it. So I have no idea where this location is or what I'm expecting to find there. And I just wanted to double-check, because we have, like, a giant mesh bag that's full of mags, and I wasn't sure if that's the same thing, but that's in Note 2.
Copy, Chris. We're discussing.
Copy that. I only opened the starboard part of the Lab 1 Deck 1 panel, and there's definitely no bags or anything under there, just network cables. Houston, station on 2 for a follow-up. Is this a Crew Dragon, like, duffel bag, like, waste bag? Okay, this is a Crew Dragon thing, so this is, like, just, okay, I think I understand what this is now. This is a Dragon thing that I have never been exposed to before.
We were just talking about that. As a Soyuz flyer, you may not be familiar with what this duffel looks like. It is a Dragon thing.
Yeah, I have 2 random Dragon bags that that I think are that. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. Jessica thankfully floated by and was able to point me in the right direction.
Chris, we think that you've got the right bags and that you're on the right track.
I do have one follow-up, though. I'm supposed to put a whole bunch of... These duffels are full, and I think I'm supposed to put stuff in them, and there's no place to put anything.
Copy, checking. And station Houston, Safe Ground 2 for Chris.
Yeah, on 2.
Okay, Chris, we recommend temp stowing the items in 27.14 since you can't fit them into those duffels, and we'll take a location of where you're temp stowing them.
Copy, and it's for the steps both 27.13 and 27.14. And just so you guys have the full picture, so these are two, now that I gathered, they're Dragon Waste duffels. They were left here by Crew 11. These bags are full. They have, like, Ziploc bags, gloves, some looks like hats in them, but these duffels are full, so there's, no space to stow anything else in them. So I don't know if I'm assuming these are the ones you're expecting. They, one is part number Whiskey Delta Desk 001 and says Axiom 1, and has a serial number 1 on it, and then the other is, part number Whiskey Delta Dash 002 and is also serial number 1, and also says Tree Dragon Supplies Axiom 1.
Chris, you do indeed have the right bags, and copy that there's no room in them. So, yeah, we recommend for the items you were trying to unpack in 27.13 and 27.14, if it's possible to keep those inside the what we believe is a 2.0 CTB, just let us know where you put that 2.0 CTB.
Yep, we'll come. Sounds like a plan. Houston, station on 2, just closing the loop on that step 27 of Dragon Unpacks No Track.
With you.
I put those two items back in the 2.0 CTV 5018 and in StowTrack, just so it doesn't confuse. I know because we have multiple people doing this StowTrack. I just checked those tasks all off as complete regarding that CTV. Which would include putting the MPCT, what would be the MPCTB away. But that 2.0501 is still in the airlock and just has those two Ziploc bags in it. And if we could just get a different step at some point to deal with it once we've decided on it, just let me know, and I'm happy to do it.
We copy. We're good with that. Thanks, Chris.
Houston Station, Jack on 2. I'm on step 14.2 of crew quarter cleaning, and I'm ready for intake fan checkout.
Happy, Jack. Thanks. And then for your awareness, we estimate that you have roughly 4 or 5 minutes left in this activity. We're interested in your thoughts if you'd like to continue with the CQ cleaning or when you'd like to pick back up with it, if you want to go work something else.
Well, I am interested in doing some P2 checkout with Chris, which I guess is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Obviously, I've got to get this sorted out at some point today, but I might be able to finish it during maybe later on, shortening my airbag cycle. I don't know. I'll take your thoughts if you have some suggestions.
Happy checking. And Jack, back with you on 2 if you're with me.
I'm always ready to listen to Houston. What do you got?
Okay, first of all, your suggestion to defer this till around the time you're doing exercise ARED works for us. Now is a good stopping point for CQ, so the only thing we ask is take a quick survey inside to make sure everything is temp stowed and the PFAs are still running. We are not going to power on the intake fan yet, but when you're ready to pick back up with CQ, just give us a call, and we'll start with step 14.2 with your go for again.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I will make sure the fan's still running, the temp fan's still running in there. Everything is not going to float out on me. And then I'll give you a call later when we're ready to start 14.2. I appreciate the flexibility today.
Certainly. Good plan.
Munich, station on 2 for Relax Pro.
This is Munich. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hello, Norbert. I just have a question for you. I am in the Relax Pro Smart Watch activity, and I have the watch, serial number 2, but it's not 100% charged. It says it's 80% charged. Just wanted to see if that is good enough. The procedure just says check that it's 100%.
Copy, checking, so you're at 80%.
Affirm, 80.
Well, we are checking here. We'll be back in a second. And Jessica Munich, back with you on 2.
Bad.
So we think that the 80% should be okay, but we may need a status maybe once a day that we want to check whether we are in good config still.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Perfect. So for now, we just press on, and it's the first time that this experiment is done, and so maybe it's sufficient, and we are good for the whole period until Thursday. Thanks.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Who got from Sofian 2?
Station Tsukuba 2, go ahead.
Just wanted to report that sewage has been done according to the procedure, and I'm just going to trash the hardware that needs to be trashed. Just a question also for the CTB. I used the Ziploc and labeled all of the bags to say exactly what it is. There is still one remaining very large ESD bubble wrap Ziploc bag. Should this remain into the CTB labeled J3003?
Station Tsukuba, we copy, and we are checking, so you can leave it.
So for now, I leave it inside, and then you'll send me later.
Copy. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Next station on 2 for a smartwatch.
Go ahead.
Norbert, I'm having some trouble pairing the device. I'm doing the FLOX, and I got it to work, I think, the second time, but for procedure, it sounds like my personal, the user profile is supposed to already be there. I have a screen that pops up that says user profile, and I'm happy to just enter my own information, but it sounds for the procedure that it was supposed to be there and we're just supposed to be verifying it. I did this once already and the pairing failed, so I'll try it again, but let me know if maybe there's something wrong with the profile that I'm expecting.
Copy, Jessica. Checking. And I just get the info you should be filling the blanks, so that is strategy.
Okay, I did that and I'll just keep trying it one more time.
Copy all. Good luck.
So, station on 2 for
ZBOT. Hansel's with you on 2 for ZBOT. Good afternoon. You are go in step 3.4, and we'll ask you to tag back up with us when you reach step 5. We've got some additional hard drive steps for you.
Okay, yes, I'm more than ready to make up for yesterday. So, yeah, I got your go on 3.4, and I'll check in with you in step 5.
Next station on 2 for Ingrid King.
Munich is with you on 2. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, just a quick question. Is maintenance hardware complete and can I start packing the acquisition unit?
And we concur, you are go, and I also have a little bit of an update for you because you asked about more background information for ARED-K. On Thursday, so 2 days from now, you have a dedicated ARED-K handover video watching session that's scheduled on your timeline on day 50 at 11:30. The video is already available now if you want to watch it, or you can wait until then. Does that fulfill what you were asking for in your crew note?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. I didn't know that, so I just wanted to have a kind of a like visual handover. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. And then with that, you are go in 2.1.1.
So I understand I'm go, but for me, the procedure is 2.006.
Affirm, yes, sorry. That's the procedure. You're correct. There's a step in there. I thought you were asking for the first step. One of the first was an on-call CCGO, and I wanted to give you that one in advance. Sorry for the confusion.
No, I understand, and I'm with you on 2.1.1, and I have your go. Thank you.
So, station on 2.
With you on 2. Ready for some hard drives?
Ready.
So the PD team actually couldn't access one of the drives yesterday, and we're not sure if it's just because of how it was seated, or maybe we need to swap it out for a different hard drive. So I've got a couple steps from yesterday's procedure, basically to take out the hard drives, get us the serial numbers, and we might swap one out.
Okay, sounds good. I think I remember the steps, so go ahead and just take these two out and look at the serial numbers first. Is that the first action?
You'll need to loosen that fastener in the front left corner of that box and then the Kapton tape to release it from the ceiling, but then yes.
All right, copy off.
Jessica, while you're getting those out, do you see or feel any indications that they weren't seated properly?
No, the lever's totally up and they were all the way inserted flush.
Okay, makes sense. We thought you probably would have had a pretty hard time closing that panel yesterday if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I agree. So this one in bay one is serial number 2007.
Copy 2007 from bay one.
Put that one back in or just remove the other one?
That's the drive that we couldn't talk to yesterday. So if you'll temp stow that for the moment, we'll check the second bay, and then I think we're going to swap that drive out.
Okay, and bay two is serial number 2001.
Excellent. That matches what we were seeing. That's the one we can talk to. You can go ahead and replace that one back in bay two.
Okay, copy. And then should I just go get another one from the same bag as yesterday? Any serial number? Or is there a specific one to look for?
Yeah, the 2007, you can just cross out that GMT date that you put on it, and that can be restowed in that same location. And then, yeah, you can fetch a new one from the same spot. We need an even-ending serial number.
Okay, copy. I'll get an even-ending serial number.
Station on 2 for INTP.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
I just wanted you to check the camcorder, if it's okay for you.
It looks fine from our side, Sophie, and just to let you know, there's a short handover coming up in about 2 minutes. Sophie, Munich here with you on 2 again. So for this, you can also go on Space Ground 4 and talk directly to the folks in Houston.
Yes, sir, you want me to switch to 4 now?
That is A-firm.
You will do.
What's the location on 2?
We're with you on 2.
To make sure, because I know I got some stuff out of two different locations yesterday, I got this new hard drive out of the 1.0 CTB in the lab, 5552, and it's hard drive serial number 2004. That is an even number one, and then I put 2007, the suspect one, back in the pink bubble bag that this one was in, and I did label it. I crossed out the information I'd written yesterday, and I did label it as suspect.
Good serial number and good locations. Thank you. Jessica, you can go ahead and put that drive back into bay one, and we'll close back up. Jessica, I think you're working on the fastener. Don't forget you'll need the cover for the drives before you reattach those. Copy, thumbs up. Jessica, before you get that window on, we saw that label that you caught. We want to get that sorted out.
Thanks for that reminder. It is the label for the ZBOT NC fluid reservoir hose, serial number 2001.
Copy, reservoir hose 2001. Give us 1 sec. We'll probably ask you to recapton tape that. Jessica, that label we think comes from the fluid reservoir. That's the orangey box in the back left right under the data unit that you were just moving. There should be one braided hose coming out of that. And it should have another label that you can double check that your label matches. And then, yeah, you've got the Kapton tape already. Just reattach that where you think it's nice and visible.
Yeah, I do see the one that says to fluid reservoir, so I'm assuming that is the fluid reservoir hose.
Yep, and we saw your hand in the right spot, so I think we're on the same page.
Console, would you like the light cover left on again like yesterday, or do you want me to put that back on?
You can put it back on. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for the Yeti Bay tasks.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Jack and I have just finished the first Yeti Bay task. We installed a new Yeti Bay 1319 and removed 1514, and we have 1514 and are ready to install that as the offload Yeti Bay.
We copy, and those are good numbers.
Copy all. We are proceeding in step 2.3 of 2.900.
Station N2 for ARED from Sophie.
Go ahead, Sophie.
And Sophie, Houston back with you on 2. Sorry I talked you right into a handover.
Thank you very much. No worries. Just a quick question. Since I just finished my IMTP, the ARUD is ready for the start of an exercise. Jack is not doing his ARUD today, so ARUD machine is free. I was wondering if I can switch between CVS and ARUD and start with ARUD in a few minutes, just so that might save us stowage time.
And Sophie, we concur with your plan. You are free to swap those as you see fit.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station, Jack Fontaine for Yeti Bay.
Go ahead, Jack.
Flyer complete. The green urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Caldacha Dovlenia on 1514 Yeti Bay.
We copy. Good config. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Concorde cleaning. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for port and crew quarter cleaning.
Go ahead, Jack.
All right, I'm going to take this time to get back into this and finish this off. So my fan speed switch is high, and I'm ready for intake and checkout, step 14.2.
All right, Jack, we copy. And as an FA item, just be aware that any FOD that may have drifted in there while the intake outlet was off may float back out when we turn the fan back on.
Copy. Houston Station, Jack on 2 for port CQ.
Go ahead, Jack.
As I'm picking things up, I think that I missed a step. I have found a Durrett felt shim, which is supposed to go between the top and bottom abatements as part of that intake fan reassembly. That's all in step 12.8. So I think the next step is to power that fan back off and reopen the intake fan or intake access panel to put that felt shim back in. What do you guys think?
And Jack, good catch. Yes, we would like to proceed with powering that fan off, so we'll put that in work.
Houston Station, from Jack, I think I missed the second half of that conversation. So I'm just going to sit tight until you guys power down the fan. Is that right?
Okay, firm. We will let you know when we're ready for you to proceed.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the fan.
I always like having fans. What do you guys got for me?
Well, I think you'll be a fan of this news. It is deactivated. You are go to put that felt shim in place.
Copy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Houston Station, from Jack. Got the intake access panel reinstalled with the felt pad in its proper place. Ready for cabin fan restart. Just interrogative if you want to switch low or high.
And Jack, great question. We would like that in high, please.
All right, fan switch is in high. Thanks.
And Jack, for awareness, we are putting the fan activation in work.
Thank you very much. I'll be standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Your CQ is repowered, and you are go to proceed.
Got to repower. Go to proceed. Thank you, ma'am.
Station on 2 for CQ, please.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm looking for your go in 7.9.
Safing is in place. You are go.
Copy, go. Thanks.
Houston Station, Jack on 2, ready to activate port CQ in step 16.4.
We copy, Jack. We will put that in work. Station Houston on 2 for Jack with a follow-up on CQ. Station Houston on 2 for Jack with a quick follow-up question on the CQ when you have a moment.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for the CQ question.
Just a follow-up on the CQ config. We wanted to make sure that we're in the expected config for activation. Can you confirm that after you replace that Durrett felt shim, you put the fan speed back to low?
No work.
Thanks.
Houston Station, Jack on 2. Port CQ fan switch is currently in low.
Thank you, Jack. And we will let you know when we are complete with activation and ready for you to set that fan speed per your preference.
Awesome. I appreciate the help.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and 5 minutes of LSG stowage help.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and your PMC.
Jack's trying to log in right now, and I have a question for CQ cleaning.
Fantastic, and we're ready to copy your question.
I am in step 14.1, fan is in high, so I think I'm ready for the intake fan checkout, but just to make sure I did this in the right sequence, I didn't miss a step. The diffuser panel is still off as well, correct?
Stay firm, that's a good config.
Okay, well then I'm ready for that in 14.2.
All right, we are putting that in work, Jessica.
Thank you, Tess.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. We have powered on your CQ, and we are ready for you to proceed.
All right, copy. Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for CQ.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yes, I can give you 14.8. Intake access panel installation is complete.
Fabulous. You are go to proceed.
Okay, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for CQ.
Synth Capcom on break. We got flight. Go ahead for CQ.
Hello. I am ready to activate crew quarters. 16.4 in the crew quarter cleaning.
Okay. I also sent the OSO out in a break, so I'll get back to you in just a few seconds, and we'll give you that go.
Okay. Thank you very much. How's everything going down there?
It is a wonderful Tuesday. There's no bad days here.
Happy Tuesday.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack or Jessica whenever convenient.
Houston, Jessica has asked me to answer for her. we're up. What do you guys need?
I'll consider you both J crew members at the moment. Just wanted to let you know that we have completed the reactivation of both of your CQs. So your go to set the fan speed as desired and repower your personal laptop. We just like a report of the fan speed that you choose when and if you change it.
Houston, awesome. Thanks for the support. Jessica's going to go with medium, and I'm going to go with high. And we'll get those switches configured here in just a few minutes.
We copy. Thanks. Station Houston on 2. We see NMS back on the network. Thanks for your help.
Jessica says you are very welcome and just wants to confirm that we should close it up.
Affirm. We are good with closing the lid.
Copy all. Thanks very much.